This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. First, a YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. Best of the midday show, morning show, afternoon show, Go Birds podcast, all up on our YouTube feed, 94WIP on YouTube. So in the midst of all this celebration with the Eagles and a parade on Friday, the news came down yesterday, and it was not unexpected. It was actually very expected that Kellen Moore is officially taking the New Orleans Saints job and will become their new head coach within days here. He'll probably have a press conference And he's a Saints coach now. And, you know, it's interesting the reaction to this. I think everyone's in a state of euphoria. So it's like, whatever, no big deal. Not, I think it's a big deal. Jalen Hurts will have another coordinator, another play caller. And, you know, we're talking about a team that just scored 85 points in the championship game at Super Bowl, losing the play caller. That feels like a pretty big deal to me. So it's obviously a huge hire for the Eagles. It's a huge hire for Nick Sirianni and Howie Roseman to get this right. Some thoughts on what's coming next, and really the biggest little domino to fall yesterday. A couple weeks ago, I threw out some names that I thought could be the next Eagles offensive coordinator. And if I had to guess, Kevin Petullo is going to be the guy. He is the Eagles pass game coordinator. He has been with Nick Sirianni for a long time, dating back their days in Indianapolis. He mentions him all the time. I mean, you know, I would say a third of the press conferences he does, or a third of his media availabilities during the week. Maybe not so much after the game, because that's more questions about the game. But I would say, we play them all the time on the midday show, you know, during the week where he has his Tuesday press conference, and, you know, we air those. And, you know, obviously I'm listening as we air the presser to kind of just glean most interesting responses, things, all that kind of stuff from Nick Sirianni. And I would say a third of the time, Kevin Petullo's name comes up. He is a guy he obviously likes, obviously trusts. He's not just the pass game coordinator here. He's the assistant head coach. Like, I would say with pretty good conviction that Nick Sirianni's right-hand man here is Kevin Petullo. So it feels like it makes the most sense, especially when they're behind the eight ball in terms of the hiring cycle, that they stay in-house and that Petullo becomes the coordinator. So that was my thought 3 weeks ago. It's my thought now. But the wrinkle yesterday, and it makes me wonder if they're going to be strong-armed into this before they even could breathe after winning a Super Bowl, is a report came out yesterday that Kevin Petullo is being considered for both the Eagles and the Saints' offensive coordinator positions. Now, with that, there's also a thought out there that the Philadelphia, that the New Orleans Saints could take Doug Nussmeier. That's he's been Kellen Moore's quarterback coach, really the all these stops along the way over the years, whether it's been Cowboys, the Chargers, now the Philadelphia Eagles, and maybe the Saints. I'm sure for Doug Nussmeier, it'd be cool to be in Louisiana next season because his son, Garrett Nussmeier, is the quarterback at LSU. And depending on where you look, over at FanDuel, last time I looked, he's like second or third to win the Heisman Trophy next year. He's a very high profile, you know, young quarterback at a big school in the SEC. So, you know, that's kind of a cool tie in. If Doug Nussmeier goes with Kellen Moore, he could pop over to Baton Rouge on Saturday and watch his son compete for an SEC championship at a Heisman. That's actually, you know, pretty awesome. And I'd root for Doug Nussmeier there to be able to do that. Now, with that all being said, if we buy the report that Kevin Petullo is a candidate to become Kellen Moore's offensive coordinator, and Doug Nussmeier may jump with Moore to New Orleans to, let's say, stay as quarterback coach, that's a big brain drain for the Philadelphia Eagles to lose your coordinator, your pass game coordinator, and your quarterback coach all in the same year. That's a big deal. That's a lot from an offense that just rolled through the postseason and just got, you know, Jalen Hurts playing at the end his best football of the year. And if you're a believer that Jalen Hurts was actually very good this year, Jalen Hurts is almost like, you know, it's like beauty in the eye of the beholder. And some people pointed out that his numbers in terms of yards per attempt, in terms of passer rating, interception percentage, all moved back to where they were 2 years ago. Now there was a little bit less volume. And overall, he wasn't as dynamic. They ran it more. They didn't throw early as much. All that, you know, their pass rate over expectation. But if you just look at some of the numbers, Jalen Hurts on a throw-by-throw basis, in terms of efficiency, was very similar to where he was when he finished second in the MVP discussion 2 years ago in 2022 to Patrick Mahomes. So if you're someone who liked the way Jalen Hurts played this season, forget the volume and number of throws, just like the way he threw the football, the way the pass game, you know, moved the ball when they tried to, it's a brain drain. And there's no question about it. Now, I said earlier, I think Petullo is the most likely future and next offensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles. I also think there's some element here, too. This is their strong arm in the Eagles. Like this strikes, when I saw that report yesterday, I was like, Kevin Petullo's never been mentioned for any other potential offensive coordinator jobs. The whole cycle just went by, and no one mentioned wanting to interview him. And now the Saints do. Now, perhaps he just has this relationship with Moore, and Moore loved him this year, and they really worked well together, and he thinks I could take him down to New Orleans, and he'll help me there as I get my feet wet as a head coach. That's certainly possible. I also think it's possible that Kevin Petullo realizes he's in a good position right now because Nick Sirianni probably wants to keep him and make him the coordinator, but he wants to put a little pressure on the Eagles, and particularly maybe Howie Roseman. Because I would think the Eagles, over the last 2 or 3 weeks, you know, when they got the sense from Kellen Moore, from agents, from the owner down there, from the league, that Moore was going to be the Saints guy. And it's been so clear for a couple of weeks that Moore was going to be the Saints guy. I'm sure the Eagles and Howie spent some time in the midst of all this with the postseason and the Super Bowl preparing a list of potential offensive coordinators. I'm sure they did. And prepared how they're going to go about this with interviews. Now, there's two elements to this. One, they're behind the eight ball. So they've lost some of the bigger or better names that would have been available. They're gone. Even yesterday, before the Eagles even kind of get their feet back under them, Bobby Slowick, the former offensive coordinator of the Texans, who had a really, really excellent 2023, and he helped C.J. Stroud to be the offensive rookie of the year, and a lot of people thought he was a future head coach. He had a tough 2024. The pass game went backwards. Stroud went backwards. And, you know, from there, he got fired. But so he was available until yesterday, where the Miami Dolphins made him their pass game coordinator. So even people like that, that aren't, you know, the most sought after right now, the guy just got fired a few weeks ago, they're even getting plucked up, you know, into coaching jobs. So
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
I don't think it's, you know, there's two ways to look at it. One, they've missed a wave of candidates. That's obviously true. There's new staffs. People put their staffs into place, chose their coordinators. It's all obviously true. But the other part is they're really not competing with anyone except Kellen Moore and the Saints, because everyone else really has finalized their staff. So it's more they're competing with, and that could involve Petullo. It could involve Nussmeier. It could involve more offensive coaches than we even know. I mean, you know, Kellen Moore ran the offense this year. He was basically the head coach of the offense. So he's got a whole staff that he worked under him that probably feels very comfortable. He feels comfortable with them. They feel comfortable with him. And they could run away to New Orleans. So this is a challenge for the Eagles now. Now, do I think they should have a full, complete interview process? Yeah, of course. They should. But if Petullo is their guy and Moore is trying to steal him, it puts them between a rock and a hard place, because you know Kellen Moore, who's the most behind the eight ball as the latest coach hired post-Super Bowl, he's going to want to assemble a staff quick, because once he assembles the staff, then he's got to go very quickly into, you know, looking through the film of their team and assessing the roster with their scouting staff, because they are going to hit free agency and the combine very quickly. It's going to be a whirlwind for Kellen Moore here to try to assess what the heck he has. He probably has a feel, but just like to figure out what he has. And then to go over with the scouting staff before the combine, what we might be looking for, and then very quickly pivot after that to, okay, who should we keep on this roster before free agency? They have cap issues. They got to cut people. Like, do they want to keep Alvin Kamara? Do they want to trade or release him? Is Derek Carr their guy? Is he just a placeholder? Are they going to let Carr have the next season? Do they like Rattler behind him? Are they going to make a trade? Are they going to draft? Like, it's all so much. So I would guess that Kellen Moore would want to have a staff finalized within the next week. He probably has put the feelers out. The Brandon Staley thing came out yesterday that's probably going to be his defensive coordinator. Makes a ton of sense to me. They worked together in Los Angeles with the Chargers. I've always thought Staley was I think ahead of the curve, and then he got bullied off the curve, and then he had a tough year last year. But I don't think Brandon Staley is a dummy, and I think he could do a good job, in a defensive coordinator role. So that makes sense to me. But that offensive coordinator thinks a huge deal for him. Now, I don't love the idea of just elevating Petullo, but I think for where the Eagles are, it's going to end up being what they do. And if they lose Petula and he goes to New Orleans with Kellen Moore, well, then where do the Eagles go? I mean, there's a couple of names out there. I love the idea of interviewing Josh McCown. He's the one guy I would want to interview, former quarterback here. He's been with Kevin O'Connell, and he's seen the way that offense operates. And I think the Eagles have a lot of really good elements to what they've concocted here with the offense they put in this year, the run game, the run elements, what Jeff Stoutland brings to the table, using Jalen Hurts' strengths. The one thing I think they could do a little bit more of and better of is marrying and having play action being a big part of things. And it's a huge part of what the McVay, O'Connell, you know, that tree, the Shanahan tree, LaFleur does. And I think it'd be good for Jalen Hurts as maybe he becomes a little bit less mobile as time goes on, to have more elements of the drop back pass game and the play action game to give him easy, quick reads and looks. I'd like that. So I would like the Kellen Moore thing. But as I sit here today, I do think the Kellen Moore thing's a bigger deal than we're making it out to be. We're just hungover and just happy right now. Like, whatever, Kellen Moore offense wasn't that great this year. And yet they scored 85 points in their last two games to win a championship. That feels like a guy you'd want to keep. If I could have it my way, I'd keep Kellen Moore here for at least another year. I don't have it my way. The Petullo thing feels like a strong arming from him and his agent. It very well might work. I think the Eagles are between a rock and a hard place because he's the most likely guy. He's probably the guy Sirianni wants. Sirianni, who's about to get a new contract, could have a little power play here. Like, hey, I'll listen to you guys, but this is, you know, I want someone that I'm comfortable with now instead of going outside again. I also think the Eagles should try to keep this offense as similar as they can, because I think it could get better next year with Jalen Hurts having another year of continuity rather than trying to change it up on him and again and have him learn on the fly again. I'd rather keep the offense similar to what it was this year and try to build layer on top of the offense, add more to it rather than change the whole thing up. I if the Eagles got knocked out in the first round, perhaps I'd want to change the offense. When you win the Super Bowl and do it by putting 40 points on the board and having the quarterback as the MVP, I'm not really interested in changing anything. I think they could be better. They could run a more efficient and excellent version of it. But I'm not interested in just like, hey, let's change this up. Yeah, it's an opportunity to get a new offense in here. Why? Why would I want a new offense when I have all these great players and I have a quarterback who just maybe towards the end got comfortable? You know, that was the best back-to-back games Jalen Hurts played the entire season. And now all of a sudden we're like, yeah, let's do a new system here. What? Why? What are you talking about? We have a quarterback who's coming into his prime who, you know, I think fairly is a, you know, ends the season when you add it all together as a top 5 to 6 quarterback in the NFL. And we want to change things? I don't. So I like the idea of some continuity. I like the idea of that. Petullo feels like a strong arming. If I had to guess, he's the next guy. But I think the more things, the bigger deal we're making out to be. I think the Eagles are between a rock and a hard place. This is the first big challenge of the offseason, the first big challenge of repeating, and the first real challenge for Sirianni 2.0, or I guess you could say Sirianni 3.0. I mean, last year was 2.0. But as he evolves into maybe having a bigger voice here, does he put his foot down and say, I want Kevin Petullo as my offensive coordinator and my play caller? That is a huge story the next few weeks. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, of course, the YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. Kellen Moore is gone. Kevin Petullo and Doug Nussmeier might follow him. The Eagles got to find an offensive coordinator. Petullo is my guess. I would interview Josh McCown, but I want to keep this thing as close to where it was end of the season as possible. Thank you so much for listening and making this podcast in 15 minutes a day part of your day. We'll talk soon. Parade on Friday, WIP Midday Show every day. Thanks so much for listening, WIP Daily.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.